Welcome back to a brand new episode of In Your Head with yours truly, Chris Medina. I got my boy Jay sitting right next to me. We are ready to go in 2024 with the podcast.
Yep.
I mean, I swear to God, I thought we did our last episode in 2020. You went and looked, and it was June of 2022. Here we are in June of 2024, dropping another episode.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long fucking time. I can't believe it's been 2 years.
Uh-huh.
I promise it's not going to be that long for the next episode. I plan to record at least 10 episodes before the end of this year.
I hope so.
And put them out there. No, seriously, we have to.
I hope so.
I want to be able to find that balance between doing this. I love doing the podcast, but it's a lot of work.
It's hard work, too.
It is. It's just the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
Until Nick Vial or Dear Media gets us on their roster, we're going to continue doing this as a two-person show. But we are back. Mm-hmm. I got so much to go over. A lot of you guys have asked, what's going on with the podcast? When are you dropping another episode? And I've been telling you guys, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. I haven't put anything out. It is a fucking process. Not to mention how crazy busy I am with readings.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that consumes a good majority of my time. And you guys, I'm fucking old. So after I get done with my sessions, I want to crash. I want to sleep. It takes a lot out of me.
Yeah, it's really draining on you.
Yeah, I'm sure we mentioned in the last episode, because that was June of 2022, which means we were already here in our new place.
Mm-hmm.
During that time. We were already a month in. But I have never been happier. I've never been more comfortable. I've never felt freer.
Yeah.
A lot has happened prior to moving out and getting our place, as far as like the shuffling around, you know, people coming and going, different situations we got ourselves in and out of. And so I want to talk about all that. But when you guys ask again, what's going on? You know, you're posting stories, but you're not posting a lot of content on social media.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get into the devil, which is Instagram, and all the bullshit we had to go through with that. You guys already know I'm talking about the imposters, but you guys don't know the bullshit that they try to do to me behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
People calling me, and just it's been a fucking mess. I'm going to tell you guys all about that. But I've been busy. Sessions have been good. In-person sessions have been crazy. I've gotten so many more male clients, which translates into couples therapy,
mm-hmm.
and doing those types of readings, not to mention the whole medium side. I mean, when you have your own space and you're comfortable and there's nothing to bother you, and I mean, it took me a year to realize that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't start getting comfortable until a year in our new place, as far as like understanding, fuck, I can really make my own schedule and not have to fucking worry about anything. If I wanted to record an episode at 11 o'clock at night, I could fucking do it.
Yeah.
Without a problem. So it took me a year to get comfortable. You guys, I have that hooker mentality.
You got that PTSD from moving around so much.
Yes. Every year for 4 years in a row was moving.
It was
and
terrible.
And it always happened in fucking July.
Yep.
So this last time that we moved 2 years ago, I said, I don't want to fucking move a lot of shit. Let's just take our clothes and our keepsakes, and I'm just going to buy all brand new furniture, brand new beds, couches, tables, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we started off fresh, you know, got into the groove of things, been crazy busy with the sessions, the in-persons, like I said, and I also signed a contract. You guys know that I'm trying to get a television show, a psychic show. I'm trying to do my own thing in that way. So I signed a contract with two producers to pitch the idea of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you guys know anything about how that works. Again, I'm not a reality star. I'm not a TV star. I'm not in the entertainment industry. I'm a psychic medium. So when you sign a contract like that for a year, you're attached to them for that entire year.
You're locked in.
Yeah. Which means I can't have any reoccurring roles on a podcast, a television show with anybody as psychic Chris Medina.
Mm-hmm.
My readings are completely separate. I can do those till the cows come home,
mm-hmm.
and I can do my own podcast, but I cannot have a guest star spot like that while I'm under contract.
Yeah.
And a good friend of ours, Tara Newell, from the whole Dirty John series, had lunch with us right before my birthday. And she's like, you know, what's going on with you? I mean, she brought up the podcast. She was telling me, you know, you need to drop another episode. You know how many people I refer to you for readings, and that, you know, when they're wondering, you know, what kind of person is he? What kind of energy does he have? He's got his own podcast. Go check him out and see if he's the right one for you. They hit her up and they're like, oh my God, when is he dropping another one? It's been a couple of years. We've already binged everything.
Mm-hmm.
That made me feel really good.
It should.
It did. Because I was like, I know that the people that are on my social media platforms like Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook are always asking me, mm-hmm. when am I going to drop an episode? And I know that's a sign that I need to get my ass in gear and do it. But when this came out of nowhere and we're having lunch with her.
Mm-hmm. You took it as a sign.
I took it as a huge sign.
Yeah.
And she also mentioned, bitch, never fucking sign a contract for more than 6 months. She said, a year is too long. She said, I bet you're fucking regretting it now. I said, yes, I am. A year is way too fucking long to sit there.
Yeah.
Especially when I got people. And I'm not trying to, you know, toot my own horn. But can we do this? Can we do that? And I'm like, no, I can't because of blah, blah, blah. So that's what I've been doing for the last year is been in this contract. I learned a lot about it. I will not do it again unless I'm absolutely sure. But, you know.
6 months only.
Yeah. Hindsight's always 20/20.
Mm-hmm.
So I know now what I should have known then.
Mm-hmm.
And moving forward, I won't make that same mistake again.
Yeah.
That's been a huge thing. Getting comfortable, getting back into this groove of things, especially on the personal side, you know, changing my diet up,
mm-hmm.
doing more cooking at home with good ingredients. COVID again, we got COVID back
twice.
Twice. And not only did it, you know, we got the regular symptoms of, you know, the cold, the cough, the loss of taste and smell.
And the body aches.
The body aches and all that shit. We got anxiety from it. As far as, I mean, again, I'm not trying to, you know, be dramatic here, but driving at night is a pain in the ass now. Obviously, being in crowded places is a pain in the ass now.
Mm-hmm.
But also my taste for food. I used to be the biggest slut wanting to eat out all the time at like In-N-Out. Eat that dirty food. I can't. I get so sick from it now. Like even like things that I used to love before, I don't like anymore. And so doing a lot more cooking at home, not eating after anywhere between 8 and 9. The latest 9 o'clock, I don't eat after 9 o'clock, dropped a shitload of the sweets, got my fat ass back into the gym.
And enjoying the gym now.
Oh my God, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love the gym. Remember, I used to just want to go in and out and get the fuck, you know, get it in and get out.
Uh-huh.
And now I enjoy taking my time. I'm working out. I'm feeling my body out as far as like how the muscles work when you're working out and the way that it's supposed to feel instead of rushing through it and fucking not feeling anything.
Are you like, oh wow, this is what it feels like?
Yeah, exactly. And then noticing it on my clothes.
Yeah.
I've lost so much fucking weight that where everything looks baggy on me, I had to buy all brand new clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you guys about something really quickly when it comes to the clothes situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have the hooker mentality, you guys already know how I am. I am not worried about being poor or not having any money because I'm really good with my money. I don't overspend. I don't indulge the way that I used to in my fucking 20s like an idiot. Everybody does it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more careful with what I spend my money on.
Yeah.
And now having our own place, you know, the rent is tripled. You know, we got utilities to pay for now. We got all these other things, subscriptions to different fucking, you know, entertainment things and stuff like that. That the last thing I wanted to do was waste money on clothes.
And splurge, yeah.
And splurge. Because I don't want to buy, and I'm not just saying this to be a bitch, but I don't buy my clothes at Walmart. I don't buy shit at Target. I want to buy nice clothes that are going to last me longer, look great, and they could last 10 years and none would be the wiser. And so my guys were like, you are losing so much weight. It's time to start updating your wardrobe.
Yeah.
Because the last thing that we want to hear you say is that you look fat in this or you have nothing to wear.
You're not comfortable in your clothes.
You're not comfortable. Mm-hmm. It's going to make you look a certain way. You got things that are coming into play. Get that together. And I was like, again, I would love nothing more than to spend money on clothes, but I'm afraid of spending too much.
Yeah.
And they were like, go buy a pair of jeans. And I was like, one pair? And they were like, yeah, go, just go right now. So I looked online. I was like, fuck, it's going to be like $175 for this pair of jeans, plus the shipping and handling. Fuck. So I bit the bullet and I was like, okay, they're telling me to do this. I fucking found the right ones. I love the color on it. I love the cut. I love the way that they looked. I mean, they could last a long time and go with anything, right? I get them shipped out to me and they're the wrong fucking color. They're just this basic blue, dark blue, like royal blue jean color that just looks very basic. And I was like, son of a fucking bitch. And I said, I don't know why. And again, I start to get irritated with myself and I tell my guides, I don't know why I went out and did this if this was going to happen. And they told me just like this, do what you do best. And I was like, what? And they said, complain. And I was like, complain. And they were like, yeah. And I was like, what do you mean? I said, oh, contact them and tell them. And they were like, yes. And they were showing me, again, me emailing them and sticking to my guns. I don't expect you guys to understand the whole picture here, but that's what I got from it. Sticking to my guns, sending the email out and not taking no for an answer. I sent an email to the company and I was telling them, you know, bought a pair of jeans from you guys. You guys sent the wrong ones. What happens now?
Mm-hmm.
Person from that company emailed me back a couple days later and was like, we apologize for the inconvenience. If you would be so kind to send the jeans back, here's 30% off your next order. Sorry for the inconvenience. And my guides were like, nope.
Yeah.
And I was like, really? I get to scream? And they were like, oh, yeah. So I contacted them back and I kept it professional. There was no cursing. Mm-hmm. There was no fucking, you know, exaggerating or being bitchy throughout the email. But I simply said, exactly how do I benefit from this situation?
Mm-hmm.
You guys are having me spend money because there's no return label to ship it back in. You're having me spend my own money to send this back to you guys. On top of that, waste time out of my day to go do all this. And then you're giving me a 30% discount that you're already offering the public mm-hmm. by simply shopping on your fucking site. Where exactly did I win here?
Yeah.
I CC'd the CEO or the owner of that company, and they immediately got back to me and was like, Mr. Medina, you're absolutely correct. We apologize for the inconvenience. Do not worry about sending those jeans back. You can keep them as a courtesy if you'd like. Here is a $500 gift card for your next purchase. I had to read that fucking email 5 or 6 times, rub my eyes, and make sure there was not a decimal point between the zeros. Because I was like, this is a $50. $50
credit. There's a typo.
Yeah, this is a typo. Sure as shit, it was $500 off my next purchase. I was able to buy 3 pairs of jeans, the ones that I actually wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And then my guide said, now that you have that, now you can spend your own money on shirts. I was so surprised by that. And they said, you see, there's nothing, and again, I know this sounds like I'm leaning into it, but I'm not. I've been on the straight and narrow for the last 4 years, ever since we got back from Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
I've been not leaning into my shit, not going overboard when it comes to things, trying to not react the way that I would before and be defensive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so being good by staying home and, you know, and
staying
out of trouble and doing my thing. That my guides told me, remember what we told you back in 2014 when we took everything away from you, that when we start giving it back to you, it's going to be bigger, better, and longer lasting. What part of that don't you understand? We got you. And I didn't immediately fall into the arms of my guides and was like, okay, you guys got me now. I still had to play with it a little bit more and tell them, if I should be spending money on this or this is what I should be doing, give me a sign. And how many signs have we gotten in between now and then to where they're like, we got you. We keep telling you.
Mm-hmm.
We keep telling you. I mean, that's what I've been doing for the last couple of years.
It still boggles my mind how you talk to your guides that way and them saying, yeah, go do this, go do that. And you asking them back, are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
It's so crazy.
People would think I was crazy, right? But this is normal to us.
It's normal to you, but it still surprises me.
But this is how it works.
Yeah.
So let's get into more of the ability side of things. Aside from my guide, allow me to trust in the process more and be comfortable where I'm at and deserving of what I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, I have that hooker mentality once again to where I always feel like I got to be going above and beyond to make up for the things that I've done in my past. And that all that karma is gone. It's done. I cannot make up any more than I already have. These are all new experiences, a whole new life. Everything is brand new.
Mm-hmm.
So on top of leaning more into trusting if the universe, if you will, my guides and all the spiritual side of things, here comes the medium side. And so I'm happy to say that I have a bathtub in my new place that I can actually fit my big ass into. I'm 6'2". I'm still a little bit long for it, but I can fit in it comfortably and it's fine. And I love a good bath, especially with, you know, the Epsom salts and the, you know,
and
the
your
bath
bubbles
bombs.
And everything.
Yeah, all the bubbles. I can sit in there for a whole hour and just disconnect. So I've been leaning into baths more and just, you know, enjoying my space. Here comes the medium side of things. And what am I doing when I'm in the bathtub?
I can hear you singing.
You can hear me singing and I have my music going. So I'm sitting in the bath and I'm just zoning out. Jay is doing whatever he's doing around the house. I'm in there and I can just decompress. I hear a woman come through and just like this, excuse me, I didn't want to intrude, but I noticed that you like to sing. And I said, mm-hmm. And I'm tripping out because I could hear this clear as day. And she said, do you mind if I give you a few pointers or some advice? Before I died, I used to be a music teacher and a singer. And I said, oh, wow. And she was not sounding like somebody that was going to take advantage. And I know this sounds weird to say, but when ghosts come through, a good majority of the time, just like your everyday person that is alive, will want to take advantage of your time because they know that you can hear them and you can see things that they can't.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of them want to come in for their own benefit. Can you tell so-and-so this, or, you know, make connection with blah, blah, blah. And she was very professional, very calm, down to earth. I bet if she was alive, I would have a really good time
with
her.
Can you see her?
I can't see her. I can hear her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very warm. And so she was telling me, I said, yeah, go for it or whatever. And so she was saying, you know, you listen to a lot of Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, Madonna, and, you know, Janet Jackson, all these singers. And she goes, people always make the mistake of trying to mimic the voice or the style of the singer that they are listening to,
mm-hmm.
and fail to use their own voice and put their own emotion into it. You're mimicking what you're hearing. And that's fine. You're not a singer. You didn't know any better, but that's exactly what you're doing. Try using your real voice and singing it like they're talking it. And I was like, that makes sense. And I'm not a singer. So, you know, and I don't want to be a singer. I just love singing because I love music.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started listening to what she was saying, and she was like, just try listening to your own voice and getting comfortable. You're not going to be able to hit those high notes like Mariah because your voice isn't high enough, but you'll find your range.
Uh-huh.
You'll find what you're looking for. And she's like, your voice can be very deep, and it can also be very powerful. She's like, I hear you when you're doing it. And I'm thinking, how many times have you came in before you said something?
Mm-hmm.
Because I always tell you, I feel like somebody's watching me when I'm in the shower, or I feel something in there. But with her coming in, this was not like a shady energy.
Were you able to read her as well?
Yes. And she was very much, maybe in her everyday life before she died, she kind of kept to herself towards the end, or she didn't have a lot of people around her. Maybe kind of like me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she was a Taurus, you know, to where she kept to herself and mm-hmm. stayed at home and did what she wanted to do. She was already, you know, made her connections with the people that she taught music to, that she was by herself. But I felt no shade from her. She's come through just a couple of times. I haven't heard her recently. Or I'm cooking in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Another ghost will come through and tell me, the next time you use that recipe, you know, because you don't like dill, try putting basil in it or cilantro.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
And I was like, what the fuck? And they were like, yeah, because the smell of the dill you don't like. And I was like, I don't. I hate that smell. I don't like the way it tastes. I'll eat a dill pickle. That's different. But I don't like dill. Like, and people put it in chicken soup. It's a natural herb to go in it. I don't like the way it tastes. I hate the way it smells.
So when you tell me, I tried something new, is it because it's a referral from
a
ghost?
It's a referral from a ghost, yeah. Or my grandmother, my mom's mom, who was very close to prior to her death. We had an interesting relationship. She will come through when I'm feeling down. Not really depressed, but when my energy is low, I kind of feel like I'm missing out on things that in my personal life that are going to make me happy. I know that sounds weird because it would imply that I'm depressed, but I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, just looking back and, you know, thinking, I wish I can do this again, you know, or just to have that sense of comfort from when I was a child from her
mm-hmm.
in that way. And she'll come through in dreams. I remember the last dream that I had, the setting was crazy. She came through. I was in my old bedroom, which I used to share with my cousin at my grandmother's house, which was her house. In the doorway, before you got into our bedroom, there was like a small little library there that had all the old school encyclopedias that we used to have there. And they used to put their keys and their cigarettes up there and all this shit, all their knickknacks. And then she would come into the room to fuck with us. But she came in, put all her stuff there. And I knew that she knew that I knew that she was there, but she didn't want to look at me. And so I was waiting for her on the bed. I was like, oh my God, it's my grandmother. I know that she knows that I know that she's here. And so I sat there and she came in and she was just normal. She was said, you're not going to give me a hug? And when she hugged me, I'm going to try not to cry. When she hugged me in the dream, I felt her body. I felt my chest push up against her chest and I felt the hug.
Mm-hmm.
And I said in the dream and in my head, this is real. This is not a dream. This is real life.
Wow.
That's what I said in my dream because I felt her and I felt her breath on me. And then as soon as I felt that, I woke up.
Wow.
Yeah, so she'll come in. The reason why I'm saying this is she'll come in and she'll say, oh, I used to do it that way. And then I'll fuck with her in my head and be like, yeah, but every time I would go into the kitchen to ask you something, you would tell me, get the hell out of here.
Uh-huh.
And she started laughing as we're bantering back and forth, the medium side.
Mm-hmm.
And she would laugh at it. And she said, now you know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Now you know how to make this.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So when you guys ask, you know, what are you doing for the last 2 years? To be honest with you, I know this sounds gay as fuck, but I've been enjoying who I am.
Living your life.
Living my life, not going out doing anything crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've gone out to a couple of, you know, social things aside from work. Not events, but mm-hmm. like social things like gay bars and drinks and cocktails and things like that. But I've been enjoying me and my ability and the things that I'm getting. It just keeps getting better and better. The insight's gotten crazy. The protection's gotten a lot better. And the space that we live in, too, you guys are going to think I'm fucking Snow White and I'm just making this shit up. But as much as I want a dog or a cat as a pet, they're cute and they're fuzzy and they're great, but the smell on those fuckers and then
the hair.
And then I got to think, and then my fucking OCD ass thinks about their paws on the floor and like the grass and shit. And, you know, people are always talking about how they get like worms from cats and shit. I'm like, no, I don't want the fucking headache. So I've adopted the birds outside. And if you guys are from LA, or maybe they have birds in different states that look the same, but they're those little basic brown birds. There's a big ass bush on the neighbor's side of the yard that filters over into ours, so they kind of like are half in and half out. I feed these fuckers every day. They all got different personalities. They know who I am. They come up to our back door. They will fucking wait there until we get up and open the door to let us know that they're hungry. I got the cats that come in from the neighborhood checking in. And I don't know if you guys remember this, but when I was living in Oregon, the symbol of cat and like this, that energy, the spirit energy, the totem of it was huge back then. And so that started to come back into play just very recently. I was having a very bad dream the other night, and I heard a cat meow really loud from my bedroom window. And I was like, oh, it knew. So, I mean, again, one more time, when you guys ask what I'm doing, I'm absorbing all this and fucking enjoying it. There are other medium side of things that I am indulging in, but it's for my own personal use that I don't want to, it's, you know, worldly things.
Mm-hmm.
I know that my first question to somebody that's a medium that's making connections with a music teacher or a person that used to cook or my grandmother, how can you not make connections with somebody else
mm-hmm.
or other things? I don't ever claim to read Akashic records. I'm not going to shit on anybody that claims to do that in that way, but you always get the same shit. Love is the answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if my ass was up there and I had the library of everybody's soul or whatever they consider the Akashic records, my ass would be fucking trying to learn everything
and not
come
dirt.
Back with some basic ass shit there. Yeah. So when I dip out and I go into the medium side, or I'm very good at this with astral projection and be able to kind of go in between there, I'm looking at other things, both spiritually, both, you know, for the time now in 2024, as far as like the elections and things that are happening around the world and, you know, people's demise and all the shady shit that's coming into play. I'm looking into that and I'm keeping a very close eye on it. And as much as, even though I'm talking about it now, it's very interesting.
I bet.
It's interesting to pick up on all that. And how do I say this? Because I don't want to come across as being weird.
A conspiracy theorist.
Conspiracy theorist, or, you know, oh, now you're talking out of your ass now. Because mm-hmm. if they did this, you would be, yeah, I'd be fucking killed. I would be shut the fuck up. It's just, this is for my own personal use.
I think people should be curious and ask questions, right?
Yeah, but you're not going to like the answers. Especially from these love and light heads. And again, I'm talking about the fake love and light heads that have that toxic positivity and all that fucking bullshit that comes out of their fucking mouths.
Like a guru? You don't want to be a guru?
Never. Never be a guru. I'm nobody's guru. But yeah, that's what I've been doing the last couple of years. And so fast forward to where we're at now. As I mentioned, I'm out of that contract. I'm a free agent now. I can do what I want now. The goal is still to do a psychic show.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys, I meet with so many people from different networks to producers, directors, heads of some of your favorite networks. And I always get the same thing over and over again. And I'm not going to bite my tongue. I do not want to do a fucking medium show. I don't know how many times I need to fucking say that. It is oversaturated.
Well, look how many medium shows are out there. And like,
that's what I'm saying.
How many took off?
Like, yeah.
None.
Well, I mean, there's a couple out there. I mean, you can't say that none of them, but there's a couple, like the pioneers that have done it, like all
recently.
It's all the same stuff. And so when the networks are asking me, you know, well, what's different about your approach? What do you want to do differently? Let's really get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Where are the possessions? Where can we jump right into where Ed and Lorraine Warren left off?
You'd want to do that?
I'd want to do it.
Would you be scared?
No.
I would be.
I would not. You know how much shit I see on a daily basis? I've told you, I've been to hell and back.
Oh,
I woke up, I had a dream of watching a possession. They were exorcising this demon out of this kid that was strapped to a fucking gurney sitting upright. I mentioned this way back in the day, and this kid was spitting out shit that made me blush. I thought I had a nasty mouth. This That's kid crazy. Was telling the priest all kinds of stuff. And I was like, holy shit, and it was hot as like it was hell down there. Mm-hmm. And I woke up and my eyes, you guys, again, I'm not crazy. My eye area was singed. It felt so tender there for like 2 days afterward. I've seen shady shit. I'm not afraid of it. I'm more afraid of what I don't see rather than what I have seen, if that makes any sense.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So again, if we're going to do a medium show, let's get into it. Let's do what I'm good at. Let's start conjuring up these ghosts and speaking to them directly. But with that comes the truth. And so when people ask me again, well, what is your beef with the medium show? Mm-hmm. How many times are we going to talk about a dead celebrity and what the tabloids have written about that person and what maybe these documentaries have said about that person? There has not been one medium that's told a family member of one of these people, and we'll use Rob Kardashian as one. Mm-hmm. The truth. It's all sugar-coated, and we miss you and we love you and all this other stuff, but they don't talk about the disappointment. They don't talk about how things went sideways after such and such. And so that's why, again, I call bullshit on a lot of that, because, again, you're trying to color within the lines. And I don't want to blow anybody's spot up and talk about shit they want to keep private, but it's bullshit. And again, people are going to say, well, how do you know? You're going to have to trust me on this. I fucking know. I've seen it. I've heard it. I've looked into it. I know. They're not going to have that on television. So that's why I say, okay, if I can't get it that way, let's do the psychic stuff. Well, what's the psychic stuff? How are we going to move that from a half an hour or even an hour? What is going to be the end result? It's going to vary on each person that I fucking read. If my clients reached out to these networks and told them how their sessions were, how they were, I'm going to say this over and over again, I tailor my readings for that specific individual. You will never, ever hear me give a generalized reading to anybody. I don't do that. So everybody's reading is going to be different. So I tell them, this could be moving in so many ways. We're unblocking stuff. We're getting down to the bare bones of what's going on. But the network and people fail to realize that how many people want to open themselves up publicly to be that vulnerable. You've heard some of the shit. You've been in sessions where I'm telling people straight up things.
Yeah.
Are they going to want that blasted?
Probably not.
But there are some that do, that want other people to learn from it. And then I got to factor in, I always tell them, God damn it. Again, if I am not one of those psychics that, yes, I want the claim to fame for what I do as being one of the best psychics in the world. Mm-hmm. That I want to own. But I'm not in the business to go and talk about what I told Katie Maloney or Stassi Schroeder or Lala Kent or Sonia Morgan or any other celebrity that I've read. Their fucking business. Because how is that going to work for me? I go and give them a reading. I get them vulnerable. And then I go tell the tabloid shit about them. Get the fuck out of here. That's how you ruin your reputation.
I was going to say that's your bread and butter.
Exactly. So I have, I mean, people, I hear people shit. I mean, there's nothing that you could tell me that's going to make me judge you or look at you any differently. Because if you thought about it, chances are I've already done it. And I'm not just saying that to be a bitch. I mean, I've gone through a lot, which makes me very relatable in a session. My experience doesn't come from a book. I didn't learn this in school. I learned this in real life.
Oh, yeah.
Which, let me just tidy up this, and I'm going to go into a whole different direction here. I'm just excited to be back. When it comes to my readings and tailoring them for that individual, again, it could be very eye-opening.
It could be very overwhelming at times, for sure, for the person.
And here's going to be a little bit of a contradiction here. For not giving generalized readings, there will always be something in a session that another person can recognize in themselves.
Yeah.
And maybe they're too afraid to bring it up, or they think they're going to be looked at differently. That's why, again, it's so important to get this message out and let people know the real side of what I do. I will never, ever put anything on my website, on my social media. My readings are for entertainment purposes only. I will never, ever put that. There's nothing entertaining about helping somebody move past trauma, pain, life, past lives, death, any of that stuff. It's all very personal. And so when people ask, again, how could this move? Again, you took a chance on a medium that said they could talk to ghosts, and you guys fucking took the ball and ran with it. Why don't you do the same thing and think outside the fucking box And here's another thing. People are like, well, you're not in that position to think that way, where I tell people, also, I don't want to give my ideas away to somebody that's in that creative department of that network. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're the fucking creative. I'm the psychic. I don't make shows. You do. Go back to the fucking drawing board and think of something.
Well, they might give it to someone with more numbers, so who knows?
If I hear that again, thank God you brought that up. Yeah. The social media shit. I got 550,000 followers. I got 3 million followers. That doesn't mean shit to me. Because I've read most of these people that have these insane amount of followers, and I'll tell you right now, they are full of fucking shit. You know how much anxiety these fuckers suffer from keeping those numbers together? And it's not real.
Yeah.
It's not real. And I've read them, and I'm asking them, okay, if you – I love this one too. Chris, I just want to let you know that, you know, I am very spiritual and I'm metaphysical. I am into astrology. I'm into everything psychic. I'm like a grand manifester. I'm a master Reiki healer. And I'm listening to all this stuff, and I'm like, then why are you on the phone with me? If you are the master of your own destiny and fate, what do you need me for? Because you reek of insecurity and fear. All the shit that you're putting out there, all those beautiful colors, all those sayings that are from somebody else that you're putting up there and trying to be positive in the eyes of so many others, you can't even look at yourself in your own eyes without feeling some type of way. And so when I refer them back to their page, because again, they're like, well, look at my Instagram. Again, I don't give a fuck about your Instagram. I can give a shit about how many people follow you. And now looking at the stuff that you're wanting me to look at here, why aren't you practicing this on this post? And why are you not saying this in your everyday life? Chris, well, because those are the things that get my followers going. But I'm different. So what you're saying is that you're not practicing what you preach, and you're basically calling yourself a fraud. Well, no, I didn't mean... Yeah, you did. You did.
Yeah.
Because if you're a grand manifester... The only thing I'll give it to you, what you're manifesting is your insecurity and fear, and you reek of it. Start being real with yourself. If your motivation is to get those numbers up just to be relevant, how does that work? You be relevant in the eyes of other people, but can't even be relevant in your own life. How does that work?
That's a tough pill to swallow.
It is, because everybody wants to be somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said this over and over again. Not everybody on this planet is here to fucking evolve. When you ask for a sign and a symbol, think of what I just said. Are you one of those people that's cheating your own self out of your own evolution and progression because you're afraid? You're afraid to take the time to figure out who you are? So you follow the next motherfucker in front of you that has higher numbers than you in hopes that you'll get to that same place? And then what happens when you get there? They're not going to be there. I got all dressed up and don't know what to do with myself. That's what the story is. And I'm not bashing. I'm not coming from a place of hate here. It's just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
This is real. This is real life, or that is all fake. And when it starts catching up with you and you reach out to me for a session and you want me to be like some of these other psychic influencers that give more about how they look on Instagram and on their stories than their own ability. They're too busy trying to get those numbers up. You're not going to go anywhere, because when the light shines on you and you have to speak about what you know, well, love is the answer. Be kind to everybody. Don't fill your heart up with hate. Fill it with love. You're filled with shit. Get out of here. I'm not being hard, you guys, but this is what it is. And again, if you how can I say this? It's not going to be a hate episode, I promise. Along with the celebrities that I read and the people that are in high positions, I'm talking not just the entertainment industry, but I'm talking government officials. And I say that.
Mm-hmm.
Officials. People that have written books psychologically, psychiatric,
yeah,
things like that. People that are claimed to be life coaches. I've read them. People that have studied years and years to get those plaques and degrees on their walls. Again, I'm not bashing any of them. I believe that they went down that road with good intentions, but didn't realize how overwhelming that energy could be. Well, welcome to my world. And what ends up happening is that you can never, there is nothing like life experience over a book. That's what makes me, again, one more time, not better than these people. I'm not saying that I'm better than them. This is what makes me more relatable, is that, like I've said over and over again, if you're thinking about it, you've gone through it, chances are I've gone through the same. And there's no judgment coming from me, and I do not generalize, again, my sessions here. And what people are finding, these people that are in those types of positions, is that they're not able to relate to their clients the way that they used to because things are becoming different. There's new energies that are coming in that are taking over people's minds. It's not just anxiety anymore. It's not just depression. There's social things that come into play. Your identity, what sex you want to be this week. Things that, you know, there's more hate, obviously. And we're regressing. I've said this over and over again. Back in 2020, we are regressing as a fucking society. We are going back into time and forgetting how big the 80s, 90s were. And I'm not just saying that because I'm Gen X. But the reason why we fought so hard to make these changes is so we would never have to go back. And now we're going back. And people are not knowing what to do. I've read somebody in a position like that, that's a psychologist, that was like, I feel so much better when I'm able to read children. Because a child, how bad can a child's life be compared to a fucking adult? Well, you know, and it's just softer. Again, it's softer energy. Because it's not an adult that's demanding answers from you and holding you to your fucking degree. Does that sound shitty?
No, not at all. I mean, you have to tell the rest of the story.
And so she had said, well, yeah, I get these adults that come in here and they start telling me their problems. And I look at them and I think in my head, I don't know what to tell you.
There we go.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me with that fucking statement? And you still want to stay in this career?
Yeah.
I think people, again, go into it with the best intentions, thinking it's going to make them all kinds of money, but not realizing the work that they have to put into it.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with other psychics, other mediums, other astrologers. When they come to me for sessions, I am not going to bash you guys. I'm not going to think that I'm better than you or I'm on a different level than you in any way, shape, or form. I very much know who I am, my ability, and how I'm supposed to utilize it in this fucking lifetime. It doesn't make me better than you. It doesn't make me know more than you do. I'm just comfortable in my own skin and what I bring to the table as a natural born psychic. I'm not telling you what you want to hear. I'm telling you what you need to hear. As painful as it could be, you need to hear this in order to get out of your own way, and that is why you're coming to me. Do you know how many fucking people reach out to me and are like, Chris, I need my fucking ass kicked? Yeah. Those are my clients that say that to me.
Yeah.
And these aren't just like the, you know, the younger generation. These are the older women, too, that have, you know, heard my name through Bravo, that watch The Housewives or whatever fucking Bravo shows out there. And these are like people that are closer to my age or a little bit older. I need my fucking ass kick. Just give it to me good, baby. They are excited to hear shit like that. And that's when I get into it.
You love kicking ass.
I love kicking ass, but I don't like making a fool out of anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give you some really good examples here, but let me just finish this up here. I get tarot readers, psychics, you know, again, like from all walks of the metaphysical world coming to me for sessions. Chris, don't you ever get drained? Yes. Chris, do you ever get blocked? No. I do not get blocked. If I start feeling that way, my guides will start to come in or they want me to take some downtime. They will say, don't schedule anything for this week. You need this downtime to catch up. I know my own clock inside, my own internal clock, my own energy meter, and I know when it's time to disconnect. But what they're doing is that they're taking everything they learned in that tarot book that they learned tarot from, all the books they learned astrology from, and some of these self-help guides to understanding your inner work. And you're generalizing your readings and not looking at the person as an individual, as a person. You're trying to lump them in with everybody else that you've read in that way. And that's not how the fucking world works. And that's not how people work. And if you are worried about being right, then get out of this fucking business. Because you're not in this to be right. You're in this to drop that fucking message. And it's up to that person to decide what they do with it. Because I used to hold myself back, and I brought up timelines earlier because I was like, there's no way. And my guide said, you keep telling us that and you're not going to like what we do. And I was like, well, what they're like, just deliver what we tell you to say. And I get it all the time. There's no way, Chris. I'm keep in mind, I am doing Zoom calls now because technology is so much better. Zoom calls, FaceTime, Google Meet, Skype, anything that can be virtual, I'm on giving sessions to, or the good old-fashioned telephone. Mm-hmm. That's how I conduct my readings. So when I'm looking at them on Zoom and they tell me, there's no way you could have known that. And I get to see their facial expressions and how it blows their mind. And they're showing me stickies that are on their computer. Look what I wrote. Again, as much as I want to be like, good job, Chris. Good job. And pat myself on the back. That is not for me. That is your fucking sign. There, like you said, there's no way I would have known that. Mm-hmm. There's no way that I would have known to speak on it, because anybody that signs up for a session knows I don't ask you what you want to talk about. Anybody that's ever signed up for a session with me, I never say, well, what is it that you want to know during your session? I'm the psychic. Let me tell you what you want, what you need to know. Right?
Yeah.
So when they come in here and I drop those dimes and tell them all this stuff there, again, that is for their own personal use. I am no longer holding back. I did it at the beginning because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but I didn't hold back on messages. I held back on trying to be professional. But then I started realizing that being professional and being kind is exactly what your friends do for you. And I am not your friend. I care about you as a person, from person to person, but I'm not here to fill your head up with shit that's going to make you feel good because I don't want to hurt your feelings. If you have friends like that are in your life that don't want to hurt your feelings, they are doing you more damage than they are good in your fucking life, because you're going to run across a bitch like me that's going to tell you exactly what the fuck is going on here. Not in a rude, obnoxious, hateful type of way to hurt your fucking feelings, but I can't be the only one to know that during a fucking meeting that you have more lipstick on your teeth than you do on your fucking mouth, and nobody's ever told you that before. Or tell you to shut the fuck up because you keep rambling on and on and on. In the time that it took you to bitch and complain about that, you could have done something about it. And I'm just being a little bit hot here because I'm on my podcast. But I would never go that fucking hard to hurt your feelings during a fucking session. I won't do that. But I'm not here to tell you what you want to hear. So don't assume I'm going to come at you like one of your friends.
Tippy toe around it.
Mm-hmm. And again, I say that if you have friends like that, get rid of them or reconsider your relationship with them, or reconsider what the fuck you're telling them to make them feel like they can't tell you the truth because you're going to go off. The truth is what's holding you fucking back from living your best life and manifesting all those things that you want. It's your own fear and insecurity and your own stupidity that stops you in your fucking tracks here. And again, if you come to me for a psychic session and I'm here to help you evolve, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm not worried about whether it's right. It will catch up to you in time. Like when people tell me, fuck, and again, I'm sorry, as much as I want to get back to everybody, I am slammed when it comes to sessions. I don't even know what year I'm on right now. And I'm not just saying that to be a fucking bitch. It's the truth. So when people are like, oh my God, I forgot when I signed up for this, but this is the perfect time, I fucking love that. Mm-hmm. Because I feel guilty thinking, God, there's so many people that are reaching out. There's no fucking way I'm going to get everybody within this year. That's it's crazy. Just not possible. And again, I'm gonna big myself up here. I'm international too, bitches. Like when I'm able to talk to somebody from Australia, fucking, where was it? London, all these fucking Dubai. I have people reaching out from fucking Dubai, and I'm like, I'm gonna get invited to one of those shady ass parties out there. I just fucking know it. But anyways, I'm just kidding. But to be able to have clients like that all over the world, and what's connecting us is technology, blows my fucking mind. So again, I must be doing something good or something different that's making people come back. And I haven't even mentioned my reoccurring clients, my regulars. And this is not regulars that we're talking about the same thing over and over again. When I tell you that I'm going to help you evolve, that's exactly what I'm doing. So as my repeat clients come into play, it's not necessarily the same thing. It's something else that's taking form that they're needing to get out of their own way, or helping them to understand and making sure they're not letting their past insecurity and fears and their old ways of thinking, old patterns, interfere with their present time. And I love that. Where before I used to tell you, again, I can't do the session with you. We're talking about the same thing I told you two other times. Mm-hmm. I'm not your therapist. And how many times you've heard it? We've gone to events where they're like, no, well, Chris is different. He gives you like 5 years of fucking therapy in 1 hour. Let's get it out of the fucking way. Let's go. This is why you're in the position that you're in, because you keep being told the same thing over and over again, and you know you're smarter than that.
That's why they need that kick in the ass.
Yeah. And that's why I'm saying, if you're going to call yourself a friend to somebody, be a fucking friend and tell them the truth, or else I'll have to. And if I hear this one more time, and I've said this before, so if it sounds redundant, I'm sorry. I don't want to hear about what past life regression you got from somebody else, because what the fuck does that have to do with this lifetime now? You can't make up for it. You can't change it. And if you're making up for that past life energy, at what point are you going to get to this lifetime? Two lifetimes later? It's stupid. And I've heard another stupid ass thing that I've had to tell a friend over dinner the other night. Well, what are you doing now with yourself? I had asked him. Oh, you know, I'm talking to the, you know, I have a friend here that's helping me get in touch with my spirit guides. And I said, that's the dumbest thing I've ever fucking heard in my life. And he was like, what? And I was like, yeah, how can somebody else get in touch with your spirit guides? And one could say, well, Chris, don't you get in touch with my spirit guides? No, I've told you guys before, I never said spirit guides before until the public asked me, what do you keep saying they are my people. When I say they, I'm talking about, to fill in the blank, my spirit guides. I don't know what your spirit guides look like. I don't even know what mine look like. They're not giving me their name. If you can't make that connection with yourself, what makes you think some dumb asshole that's read too many books is going to be able to do that for you? And then if they do, what are you going to do with it? You're automatically going to hear them? How does that work? Is that too much?
No. This is how you view it, you know?
If you guys want to dispute that, you know I'm always up for a good debate. Let me know. But how does that work? You're putting the keys, your keys, in somebody else's hands to drive your car, your life car. How does that work? They make the connection and you're telling me they're going to introduce you to your guides, or all of a sudden your guides are going to be like, oh, there you are. I don't understand how that works.
I don't either.
I don't. And I don't claim to know any of your spirit guides. If you cannot take the time to learn the power of you and want to hand it off to somebody else, you get exactly what you deserve for being fucking lazy and not wanting to hold yourself accountable for your own stupidity or lack of attention to your own self. I'm sorry for being hard, but that's the fucking truth. How can somebody introduce you to your spirit guides? If there's anybody out there that knows that, please. I'll bring you on the show. If you're willing to talk about it, let's talk about it. So again, I know I have a lot to say all the time, and it comes across as me being heated in some way, but this is the stupidity that I deal with on a daily fucking basis here. I'm stuck cleaning up the mess of other people, and once I get these people on a reading, they're like, really? No wonder I wasn't being able to get this. No wonder that, or whatever. Because again, how is somebody going to be able to direct your life if it's not you? If you're going to a therapist, a life coach, a psychic, a tarot reader, an astrologer, and you're talking about the same thing for 5 fucking years, what's wrong with you? You just enjoy hearing yourself talk?
Yeah.
You enjoy somebody telling you it's going to be okay? I would never victimize a victim, but how much longer are you going to stay sitting there, letting your happiness walk past you, holding yourself back from relationships, being happy in that way? Because you want somebody to condone your behavior. I'm not one of those people, and I think a good majority of people know that already, so I don't get a lot of that bullshit. And some of the things that come out of my mouth could be hard because you guys are going through those hard things. I have to put this as another example. You guys know I'm very friendly. I like to make you guys laugh during sessions. I like to break the ice and make you feel very comfortable. I am not here to judge you. Again, if you've done it or thought about it, I probably did it. And I probably did it 20 times worse than you have and made a complete fucking utter ass out of myself. That's how I learn. So I'm the last person to point my finger in your face and tell you, you fucking dumb shit. No. I'm not going to shame you into thinking there's something wrong with you for simply being a fucking human. You are going to make mistakes. Again, what makes me relatable to you is you can tell me anything and I'm not going to hold it against you. I have a client, again, no names, that's in a really bad, it's not a relationship, it's a situationship. This person is about 10 years older than she is, has kids from 2 different women, she's a little insecure, you know, hasn't really dated much, insecure about their looks. I mean, I know how that feels. I'm insecure about my looks. This person approached her, knocked her out of her socks because she didn't have to put much time and effort. And again, that's how I am. I mean, if somebody comes up to me and I'm not expecting it, of course, I'm going to be like, holy shit. You know, I've had that happen to me a couple of times and I was like, there's no fucking way this guy's into me. Uh-huh. And I went into it, right? She sends the pictures in. I read and I tell her, no, this is not the person for you. This is what's going on the back end. And again, I gave her the insight. I feel like he's got kids from a couple of different women. He's actually living with one's attached to one, blah, blah, blah here. And you are what it is, the side chick. And she said, I know that, but I can't let go. And I said, I'm not your therapist and I'm not going to bash you for that. And I'm not going to tell you there's something wrong with you. And I'm not going to prescribe medication for you or, you know, tell you to smoke weed or do whatever you can to knock this out of you. You're simply, I'm sorry. You're going to have to learn the hard way. You are going to have to go through this until it's completely out of your system for better or fucking worse, because you are not going to let this go. This girl was crying and was like, I told myself that. Everybody thinks I'm crazy. And I said, you will think that you're crazy in a couple of years from now. You will look back and realize that that was not the best thing for you to do. But this is something that you have to go through because this is your first. It's not a relationship. It's a situationship. But to you, it's your first relationship. Mm-hmm. You've never done this before. So you're going to have to go through it. And I will help you without zero judgment. But you know what I'm telling you. This is not going to last. This is going to be something that you're going to have to give up. And so the timeline, and the reason why I'm saying this is because I mentioned the timeline to this person. And I said, May of 2024, you are going to get enough of it. You are going to have all these signs and symbols come into play that you're not going to be able to ignore. We just left the month of May. And she said, it's May. I'm still feeling this way. Did the timeline change? I said, I knew you were going to ask that. Ha, ha, ha. I said, and yes, it's changed because look what you did. And I said, again, I'm not judging you. I'm not bashing you for what you did, but you delayed it because all the signs and symbols that you got, you accepted them.
Did she like ignore them?
She didn't ignore them. She saw them for what they were, but she was not going to get rid of this guy. She's not. Mm-hmm. So she delayed the timeline, but it didn't take away from the fact that she started to realize that he was fucking obviously not going to be the one for her. And in some way, he wanted his cake, and no pun intended, and eat it too. And now she's starting to feel some type of way about it. Like, you know, I can't believe this and blah, blah, blah. I can't believe that I've given my heart away to somebody that doesn't even give a shit. And I said, no. This is where I'm going to hold you accountable with your own words. You knew this from the very fucking beginning. And I said, that doesn't change a situation. I said, because I've made this mistake before, where you guys, I was fucking nuts. You have to understand something. Like, again, I never went for gay men. They're too feminine for me. I'm not a gay basher, but I want a masculine man. And I'm sorry, but the men that I was going after were straight men. And as much as I wanted to be the little wifey and the bitch on the arm, that was never going to fucking be, because they were never going to come out as gay. They were never going to claim me as their person. But in my own fucking mind, I made myself believe that. And as they were weaning themselves off of me, I was like, this is a breakup. And I'm telling you, I know what that's like.
You've gone through those motions.
I've gone through it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And And I was very private and personal during that time, so I never really opened my mouth to anybody, so nobody knew what was going on there, because I knew they would turn around and say, you're fucking nuts, especially going after a straight man that you know is fucking married or it's fucking one of your friends. How could you do that? That's just who I was at that fucking time, and you couldn't tell me anything different.
You're going to do it no matter what.
I'm going to do it no matter fucking what. And there are people like that. So when people – so I understand, you know – I don't want to go into the whole Diddy and Cassie type of thing and fucking finger point and all that shit, because that's going to open a whole can of worms of bullshit that I don't want to get into. But there are people out there that know exactly what they're getting themselves into but can't help themselves.
Yeah.
So am I going to call myself a victim for some of the shit that happened to me during those relationships? No. Because I had a part to play in it. And again, I'm not finger pointing in any way, shape, or form here. I am not going to tell you you're weird for simply feeling the way that you feel. And that's where people go wrong. They get told they're off, that normal people shouldn't think that way. You know, here it is, that this is a cycle of abuse. And yes, we all understand that. And yes, you can tell certain people that, but there are people that are going to go through it no matter what and take the fucking consequences that come, because I sure as hell fucking did. And again, like I said, you couldn't tell me anything fucking different. I'm going to do it. So that's why one of my clients come to me. I have to look at, this is what I think about when I have clients like that were, I can relate to in that way, or that are feeling good because they're getting things off their chest. I can imagine both of us sipping a fucking cocktail as we're talking about this, and they're just happy that somebody's listening to them, not judging them, but being honest about it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so when I told her, again, I told this girl, now you're backpedaling, and I told you not to do this. And I also told you that not to let this motherfucker interfere with your everyday life. Don't you dare sabotage your job because you're feeling depressed about this guy. You knew what you were getting yourself into. I'm not telling you that you can't feel that way, but cooler heads prevail. And once you start to realize, again, what we've talked about this entire time, it gets easier. But that's one of the things that I want to say that doesn't make me better than anybody else, but makes me more relatable, because I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to tell you you're weird for feeling some type of way at all. And I'm not going to condone your behavior, because you guys know where I stand on that. I'm going to tell you straight up, and we will work through it. But when you come to me for a session, again, it's zero judgment. My job is to make sure that you are leaving, not feeling so much better, but feeling okay, feeling good with what you were told, and that it all makes sense to you. That's what I want to do. I'm looking at people for who they are, not trying to generalize them and generalize their problems. And I think that there are people that are going out there that are being misguided and misdirected into taking medication or trying to restructure their lives in a way that's never going to work for them. If somebody came to me back then, or even now, and told me, well, you know, you're just going to have to, you know, be more in touch with this side of yourself and blah, 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 this. And like, you know, you just need to incorporate more love and light into your... Save that for the fucking next bitch. I don't learn that way.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to find out not a lot of people are learning that way. And what they're doing is they're taking on the techniques that helped other people through it. And I'm saying it loosely there, because at the end of the day, what they're doing is they're jumping on a fad, or they're jumping on what works for everybody else, but it's not going to work for them, and then wonder why. Because they're not taking that time to invest in themselves as an individual, as their own person. They're trying to swallow the same pill as everybody else. Well, you're going to get the same fucking results. You're clouding your own vision. So we're going to wrap this up here. I want to do something different this time around with the podcast here. I'm going to be so millennial, or so Gen, was it Gen Y? Gen Z now? Gen Z, right? I want to do the AMA, which is Ask Me Anything, at the end of the show here. So I want people just to reach out to me on Instagram. Don't do it on Facebook or Twitter, because I'm hardly ever on that shit. Instagram's enough. I didn't even get to that whole story. I'll do that next time. But hit me up on Instagram. DM me if you want to come on the show and you want to talk about what I've said, or you want to be open and vulnerable on the show for a reading. I would love to give real-time readings so people can see what I'm doing. And yeah, let's start doing Ask Me Anything. And if you don't want to come on, that's fine. If you have a question that you want to throw out there and you want me to bring on, I want to get into the nitty gritty of stuff. I don't want to talk about, and I'll do that every now and then, symbols and dreams and, you know, some astrology stuff there. But I want to get into good psychic stuff. I want to know some of, I mean, you don't have to sign up for a reading, but if you have a question that you want to put out there that you're afraid to ask, I mean, you can come in anonymous or whatever, but let's do this. Let's start opening up eyes, opening ears, and opening minds, and getting people to see that everybody's different. Everybody handles things in a different way here, and own your fucking individuality and your uniqueness.
I love that.
Right?
Yeah.
So again, hit me up on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. But for those questions, again, Instagram, it's always going to be at Psychic Chris M. Let me put this out there one more fucking time. I can barely keep up with all the fucking social media stuff that I have. There will never be another account that I own other than the In Your Head podcast one on Instagram. but I will never have a backup account. Do not fall for those imposters. And also, too, I will never fucking DM you asking you for a reading or telling you I have a message to give you. And I don't use that love and light gimmick as far as like, oh, dear soulful energy. You know, you've been chosen for a fuck all that shit. Again, I do not reach out directly for sessions.
Don't take disciples either.
Do not send anybody money. I will never, ever ask you for money to cash at me, to Venmo me, whatever the case may be, over fucking social media. The only time that I'm going to ask you to send payment is when we set up your reading. That is it. But don't fall for that shit. It's not $25 a fucking question. I'm not that psychic. So don't fall for that shit. Don't send them money. And if I set up a reading for you, ask my clients. There will always be a confirmation email that lets you know that I got your fucking payment. But don't fall for that shit. Again, it's always going to be at Psychic Chris M. So hit me up on Instagram with those AMAs and let's get into it, right?
Yeah, sounds great.
So this is my first podcast in 2 years for 2024, June of 2024. Again, I want to put 10 out before the year's over. So help me do that, you guys. Give me some fucking topics to talk about and let's get into it. So this is Chris Medina and Jay saying we are out.
Bye.